Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. Ever since I was in college, I have fallen so in love with coffee, especially first thing in the morning, because I am not a morning person. But I've tried to do black coffee before and it just wasn't working for me. It was really bitter and I've got a sweet tooth. So I always find myself adding too much into my coffee, whether that be cream or sugar or flavored syrups. When I really looked at my health and I really was looking at what I put into my body every single day, I realized that my coffee was pretty much like having a candy bar every single day. It really wasn't that great for me nutritionally. So I am so grateful and excited to have found this coffee company. They're called Coffee Over Cardio. Coffee Over Cardio is a brand and it's specifically targeted at boss babes, so female entrepreneurs, but really anyone can enjoy these flavors because they are so dang good, you guys. And they're so good for you. They are gluten-free, sugar-free, calorie-free. So then how are they flavored? The flavor is actually sprinkled onto the beans and baked before the coffee is ground up. So you get the flavor really deep into the coffee bean. My favorite flavors in general are the birthday cake and the cinnamon bun. I honestly don't really have to add that much to the cup anymore. I maybe put in a little bit of almond milk just for texture, but otherwise, I don't need the same amount of sugar and crap and everything that I was adding to this cup of coffee. The coffee itself is delicious. So if you're interested in trying it, or if it sounds like it's up your alley, head on over to coffeeovercardio.com. I'm going to hook you up with 10% off if you just use the coupon at checkout, 10DavinaF, you will get 10% off your purchase. So please enjoy this delicious coffee. Let's get into the show. Hey guys, welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. This week I have Kat Bonner, who is somebody that will probably be impactful for a lot of the ladies that listen to this episode. Kat is a grief coach, and more specifically, she helps women to overcome the grief of losing their own mothers. So Kat, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Absolutely. So let's just, for anyone who is listening to this for the first time and they're meeting you for the first time, let's just take it back to the very beginning of your story. Obviously, I'm assuming that if you're helping women to go through the loss of their mothers, that's unfortunately something you've been through yourself. So I'd love to hear how you've been able to make this transition of somebody who was grieving to now helping others to grieve.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess it kind of started when I was 14. My parents got a divorce and I lived with my mom since my dad traveled for work. So when I was already living with her, for about 4 years or so. I didn't know anything really about my mom. I thought I did, but come to find out, she was an alcoholic and just had a lot of addiction issues. And fast forward about 4 years, I was a senior in high school. So it was April of my senior year. I was going to graduate in May and then go off to college in August. And we were downsizing, and it was literally the first night in our new house, just me and my mom. We had sold the house that I grew up in. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, I had police officers knock on my door, tell me, "Your mom has died in a car accident." And I was like, "Oh my God, what is life?" So thankfully, my dad actually was living in a different city. So I was like, well, I have to finish high school. And my mom's mom was actually still alive. So I went to go live with her in the same city and then finished high school. And then fast forward until August. And then I went off to college. So it was about an hour and a half from my hometown. My grandma, this is my mom's mom, she was about 83, I think, when my mom died, maybe 82. So she was definitely not young. Already, you know, not in great health, because what 82-year-old is. And she ended up, it was like October. It was right before I turned, so I was 18 when my mom died. And I was 20, actually, when I lost my grandma. It was right before I turned 21. It was like fall break of my sophomore year of college. And I just like came home to visit her. And like in a matter of like one night, she literally fell the dining room floor and we took her to the hospital. In a matter of like 4 days, I watched her die. And I was like, well, there goes another mom. So after that, it was kind of a downward spiral for a few years. Since so that was in October, and then in January I turned 21, and like any 21-year-old, well, anybody really in college, I turned to alcohol, and I was like, oh yeah, this is, and I solved all my problems, and I had my first hangover, don't know when it was, and then I was like, oh my god, this is awful. I was at rock bottom. It was only for like a month though, so like it wasn't terrible, but my primary care practitioner, he was like, you need to get on medicine, like antidepressants, anti-anxiety, something to help you function. And, you know, good old stubborn me, I dislike medicine of any kind. I was like, no, like I can't. And then like 2 days later, I realized, I was like, well, if I want to survive, we're going to have to do this. So I took antidepressants, and I was only on them for maybe about 2.5 years, so not very long. And then that was the only way I was really able to, like, get through life and to survive, you know? So through that was when I really realized how to, like, manage my grief. I've always been very introverted. Surprisingly, everyone thinks I'm extroverted. But I really learned ways to, like, I don't exactly know what it was. Or not like what it was, but like when it was that I realized it, but I just kind of figured it out. And it was mainly like the whole emotions thing, because everyone tells you to talk or write, but I found a lot of peace in nature. And I really think like my profound love for nature was really the catalyst to my healing. And you know, flash forward now, it's been about over 6 years since I lost my mom. And it's kind of crazy. I'm in like the best place that I've ever been. And I think I also realized too, once I started to heal, that everything in life is a choice. So I could either choose to be miserable or I could choose to be happy. And it was one day I decided to just every single day, I'm going to find something in my life where it's like, there's something good in every day, but every day might not be good. That quote is like so true. And I really resonated in that. I don't even know what the right verbiage is, but I really relied on that to get me through. And eventually, you know, it just becomes a part of your life. And I think that was really what caused me to heal. And now my life is happy. Like I don't have to try to be happy. So sorry, that was a little long.
No, that it's important to go through all of those ups and downs. And I actually resonate a lot with your story and what you're saying, because for me, my grandmother's death was the catalyst to me changing my life. So I ended up motivating myself to lose 50 pounds because I was motivated by the fact that my grandmother had cancer and she suffered and I was suffering and I was able to change it. So all of this really resonates with me, and I love this story. So then at what point did you realize that you could help other people with what you have been through?
It really was not until here recently. I hired a business coach in April, and I was at a very exploratory point in my life where I was not necessarily interested in the idea of entrepreneurship, but I was interested in the idea of kind of just helping people more and how, you know, I could do that, not necessarily through my story, but just through what I'm good at. And I was like, I didn't think I was good at like grieving or managing grief, because who really is? Mm-hmm. And I was like talking to her and I was like, you know, I have all of these passions and I don't know which one to follow. Like, how do I know if I can help people through this? And she was like, well, you know, where did these passions come from? And when I realized it, I was like, well, they all came from losing my mom. She's like, well, then why don't you just do that? And I thought about it for a few days, and I was like, you know, I did some market research, and I was like, there's literally nobody out there, from what I found, I'm not going to make any assumptions, that, like, strictly helps women that have lost a mom. And I was like, hell, let's do it. And yeah, then I just kind of went for it from there. The rest is history.
Yeah, I mean, it's so powerful, too, because, I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking, like, if I – knock on wood, whenever it's inevitable, but whenever I lose my mother, I am most definitely going to need a grief coach or a therapist or all of them. So I think that what you're doing is important, and what you're doing is definitely needed in the market. So what exactly is, like, your strategy for coaching? Do you just go by what you have already done yourself, or do you help the woman specifically with what she is struggling with, and you come up with solutions together?
Yeah, it's the second one. So Okay. Everything in life is an individual process, but I especially think that about grief. So I don't offer any, like, really group programs, at least not right now, but I basically just talk to people, and I'm like, what are you struggling with right now in your grief journey? Because there's always some things that are really overpowering, you know, others when it comes to, like, what they need help with. And then I'm like, okay, here's how I can help you. So I basically, they are honestly the leader in the sense of what they're struggling with. And then it's just really about creating space, like having someone, like, not talk you through it, but I'm like, these are the strategies that work for me. So I want you to try X, Y, and Z. Come back and tell me how they worked for you.
That's great.
It's very customizable.
Yeah. And like you said, everyone grieves differently, and perhaps a strategy could work for someone, but they just may need a little more time, all of that type of thing. So what exactly, just to kind of get back to you and your experience, what exactly helped you the most aside from being outside? You know, did you have days where if you were triggered by something, would you have a response to the trigger? Just if you're willing to kind of let us in and see, like, exactly what your healing process looked like, maybe it could be insight for somebody who's listening today.
Yeah. So my healing process really was, like, I didn't have what I offer. I mean, I had some really great, like, I just had, like, the counseling center at school. That was just a place to talk. But I really let myself feel my emotions. And I think a lot of people are scared to do that. They're scared of their emotions, and they're very overwhelming. But whenever, and it's so important, like, whenever I wanted to cry, I would cry. Whenever I would scream, I would scream. And that was a huge, huge catalyst and, like, my healing process. And I actually found a lot of healing in photography and, like, songwriting and music. I know it sounds crazy, but not just the typical writing your emotions and talking them out, really being creative about ways to express your feelings, because they're overwhelming and you don't know how to process them. And being able to just almost get them out in a healthy way, which I hate the word healthy, but in an atypical way, maybe that's a better word. And it was just a lot of trial and error and a lot of patience. But the main thing I will say was literally, I like to call it leaning into your grief, is literally just letting yourself grieve, because people don't let themselves do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So then what would you say was the best lesson that you've learned through that transformative time that you've had?
Oh man, that it is okay to think about yourself in life, and there's going to be a lot of stigma. People are going to think that you're selfish, and people, I mean, even when it doesn't, putting grief aside, you're always going to do things in life where people aren't going to be happy, but fuck them. Like, they don't matter. It's not, you know, like, you are the most important person. At the end of the day, you have yourself, and that is the most important thing that I learned, and I'm not ashamed of it.
Hallelujah. It's great to learn that as soon as possible, and then just take life by the throat. You know, that's how I live too. So, but you did say that you have never been happier. So I'd love to talk about what's on the horizon for you and what is your outlook for the future. Like, what do you have, any goals? Do you have more, obviously your coaching business is starting to pick up. So I'd love to hear about what you hope is in store for you?
I don't really know. I really want to do a lot of things. I don't think that I want to go into full-time entrepreneurship, but I definitely love that flexibility. Like, life is all about chasing your dreams, and eventually everybody will have that opportunity. Whether or not they decide to take it is up to them, or whether or not they're capable of taking it. But that's kind of what's in my future, is really, like, I'm just, and not necessarily career-wise, but just like in life, like just taking big leaps of faith, just kind of appreciating this phase that I am in my life.
Yeah, and that's great. And it's great that you realize that goals can change and it's best to just go with the flow whenever they do. It's a really great mindset to have. I always like to ask my guests, if you have a personal life motto, would you like to share it?
Oh, a personal life motto. Well, I have like a quote that I live by, which would be like, it's all good. But if I have a motto, ooh, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Which is kind of funny, because I'm pretty sure that's a Michael Jordan quote. Like, the biggest Carolina Tar Heels fan on planet Earth, and he played at UNC. But I'm like, there's so much truth to that.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so true. I love it. And you did say on your form, it's all good. So that can even be your life motto too.
Yeah, I like my favorite like company or anything like that is like, life is good. So that was actually my mom's like phrase, was it's all good. So I'm just like, eh. Just see life. I mean, that's the only way you're going to get through.
Right. It's all good. So if there's somebody listening today who has just lost their mother or somebody really important to them, do you have one little piece of advice that you can give to them while they're still going through their grieving journey?
Oh, man. Oh, that's a great question. I think I would have thought about something like this. I would say, like, just focus on yourself. And I know, like I said that, but I literally cannot reiterate that enough, because everybody always thinks that, oh, I need to take care of my brother, I need to take care of my dad. Like, you do what is best for you. Even if you don't know that, like, you have to take care of yourself before, like, your survival is of utmost importance. Everybody else can focus on themselves and they'll be fine.
Yes. And then
they'll be fine too. Like, you will be fine. You will get through this.
Yeah, and absolutely. Like, when you take the time, I mean, obviously I haven't experienced massive grief aside from my grandmother passing, but I just know the best version of me brings out the best versions of the people that I love. So I totally 100% agree with you on that too. This has been great. And just, you're just so to the point and everything is just so beautifully said. So if anyone is listening to this episode and they're thinking, man, I could really use a grief coach, or I'd just love to learn more about what she does, is there anywhere on social media that they could connect with you?
Yeah, of course. So I'm more of an Instagram person, but I'm on Instagram and Facebook at Kat Grief Coach. So that's Kat with a K and then Grief and Coach. And yeah, that's where they can find me. And then I also have a podcast called Life After Losing Mom, which is obviously dedicated to women that have lost a mom. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's awesome. And I will leave the link for the show and her Instagram in the show notes below. Kat, thank you so much for coming on the show today and just being able to share your heart and how you're sharing it with others in their grieving process.
Thank you so much for having me. I was so excited to be here.
Absolutely.
My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.